at Great Grands with Miss Lucille Dutton and Blanche Williams. One of the things that we're doing is things that you used to do for fun or socializing, or I was also wondering about fairs that they had, you know, like our festivals or something like that. Did you grow up in Jakin?
I grew up in Pineview Community, which is about 4 miles south of Jakin.
Do you remember there being any kind of a fair in Jakin, or do you remember things that y'all used to do
and
for
Pineview,
fun?
Pineview is a very active community, as long back as I can remember. I was born there, and I think, well, I know that my grandmother inherited the land from her father. And because he owned a lot of land in that area. She was Julia Sullivan. And she married Robert Pinckney Harrell, but he was always known as Bobby Harrell. He moved from across the Flint River. That's the way they said it back then. It wasn't the other side of Bainbridge. It was
across the
Flint River. Over to where, and lived. His old log house is still standing. They built on another section to it.
There in Bainbridge?
No, in Pineview Community, where I grew up. They had what we would call now a breezeway. Kept going from the, like, the bedroom section back to the kitchen, because back then they were afraid of fires. And I believe that originally they cooked in a fireplace. There was a section there where they did, but as far back as I can remember, there was a stove.
What do you remember doing? Do you remember doing having any community things?
Like I said, now the school, the first school that was in that community, it was right back of my house that I lived in. But then later it was built right in front of my house. And my husband, when he was living, we raised a lot of hogs, and the hog house is still standing where the old Pineview Community Schoolhouse was.
Did y'all used to do hog killings?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Was
that a big deal? Did the neighborhood come over for that?
Well, what happened then was, you know, like, you were going to kill hogs. But the neighbors would come help you kill hogs. And sometimes, maybe there would be more than one killing at the same time. And they had this huge kettle that they heated the water in. They had a fire under it, you know, it was scooped out, and fire built in there, and that water was brought to a boil, and then, they knew just what temperature to have that water in when they dipped the hogs in, and then they had like a wooden sled, like, you know, built up off the ground, now low down to the ground, but where that the water would drain, and they would dip the hogs in there and pull them out on this sled, and then everybody would be pulling the hair off to get it off. They got all the hair off the hogs, and they had this poles that would have a pole across them with forks in the two that were standing where they would hold them, you know. And then there they hung the hogs up by their it was their back feet, and then they would slit that throat so that all of the blood would drain out of the hog. because the meat would not have been good.
Mm-hmm.
They let them hang there, and they would open down the stomach part and take the entrails out. And somebody took them, and you won't believe this, but a lot of people ate the chitlins. They were good, but you had to thoroughly wash them
mm-hmm.
while they were first taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And clean them, turn them wrong side outwards, and wash them again. They were clean.
Mm-hmm.
You could not even smell them cooking.
Mm-hmm.
If you smell them cooking, they were clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, and, then the, like you eat cow tripe now,
uh-huh.
so I think you can still buy it. Well, the hogs have a tripe that is real good. And, but then, and the liver
mm-hmm.
was good. You could look at the liver and tell if it was good. And I know you can buy liver now, you know. It's very good. But that was one of the things that you did. And
mm-hmm.
I was trying to think. The some people, and I remember us eating, like we called it the lights. I think that mm-hmm. was the lung part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And make liver. Liver stew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, liver stew it was called. And it was very good. And that was something you got out, you know, and you could eat it. While there were other things were,
mm-hmm.
While they were working on the other things. Another thing, the tenderloin that goes, and I think you can buy it in the state now, that's one of the choice.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another thing that you would get out, you know, while you were cutting the hogs up.
So now
the spare ribs.
At the end of the day, when you got done with the hog butchering, then what did you do?
Well, you tried your best to get through that
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like neighbors helped me. Well, the fat from the hog, you cut it up in little chunks, and you cooked it in a wash pot to get the, and that's where you got your lard.
Mm-hmm.
And the see, it was real cold.
Mm-hmm.
You could, and you had a smokehouse. It was called a smokehouse that you put your meat in. And then when you cut up the hams and the shoulders, they were salted down and left in salt a few days until they absorbed that salt. I don't remember how they, but the older people knew exactly how long it would take it to take the salt. Then they hung them up in the smokehouse. And it was called smokehouse because there is where you had a slow fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Hickory smoked. You've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
The hickory, if you had hickory, and you know, there were hickory trees and all in the woods, and you smoked it with that hickory, and it made it real good. And the best ham you've ever eaten. Bell Cemetery and I were talking about it. You could go there and cut that ham. I think you know what a ham looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Cut that ball out of it and slice that ham. And after it had been cured, you know, and smoked, hickory smoked. You don't even know what good ham is. We'll never have it like that again. But it was so good.
Now, when going to town, was that going to Jakin?
And we went to Donaldsonville for
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people in the Jakin area did go. And there were stores there in Jakin.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
as a like a young person, do you remember them having a fair in Jakin? Did they used to have
a fair? Oh, yes, they used to have fairs in Jakin.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff did they have there? Was it like what we have today, or how?
Do not know as much about Jakin as I do Pine.
Okay.
But at our school, mm-hmm. we had fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have the livestock pens out back.
Mm-hmm.
They would, and you showed off your livestock, and the winners got a red or a blue ribbon, a white, if they however they placed.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like hogs, cows, chickens.
Did boys and girls do that?
Yes, and men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the schoolhouse, we had shelves, they were built where they showed it off, And they had all kind of crafts, crochet, whatever. And they had displays of their canned goods, their like crocheting, mm-hmm. bedspreads, quilts, all of those things. And then people did things, made things with wood, and you'd be surprised how many beautiful things were made like that.
And did people come to buy those things?
Oh, they
were on display.
They were on display, and then people, if they were willing to sell them,
mm-hmm.
they would have it, marked that it was for sale,
mm-hmm.
the price, and people would want to buy them. They sure would. And another thing that they had was stands where you could go buy hamburger, all kind of food,
mm-hmm.
candy like peanut brittle, and trinkets of all kind. I remember my grandpa used to always have a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun thing to go buy stuff from him,
What kind of things did he have?
Just all kind of little trinkets, like whistles, rings, like you could buy those cheap rings,
mm-hmm.
and candy, puzzles, just all checker games, all kind of things. Oh, and that's another thing, they would have men playing checker games,
mm-hmm.
And
like checker tournaments?
Yeah, checker tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all have any kind of entertainment, singing or band?
Yes,
or
we did.
Square dancing, or what kind did you have?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember square dancing, there being a place to square dance,
mm-hmm.
there. But we did square dance. At people's houses.
At people's houses?
Yes, and clear the furniture back, and mm-hmm. give room to square dance, and there would be men that played the guitar and fiddles and played the harmonica. Oh, I love square dance.
Really?
Somebody calling the square dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was the most fun.
When did y'all do that? Did it happen all the time, or every Saturday, or just on special occasions?
Usually weekends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was really a fun thing to do.
At the same person's house or different people's house?
This was at a cousin of mine that did not live right there, but
mm-hmm.
I lived in a different area at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked for us to square dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, I remember Sam Mills, and a Mr. Waddell, I can't remember his name. One played the guitar and the other one the fiddle. And I can't remember right now who called.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, we love
this.
I'm eating some.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
How late did they last, the square dance?
Usually we went home, say 11 o'clock. We didn't stay up real late.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But we'd probably start 7 or 8, and then dance till about 11. But And there was no drinking allowed. At the dances that I went to, I never remember anybody drinking.
That kind of thing just didn't happen.
I know there were places that I've known about, I heard about. And then later, the round dance came in, you know.
What's that?
Well, I don't believe you all even, nobody dances like that. Now, what is it they call the dance they do now? Line dance. It was where you, you danced, I remember, here's one way I can show you.
Okay.
Like you would, you know, you were with,
Let me see, come on, I'll show you. We're dancing.
Like slow dancing. Like slow dancing. You were slow dancing with your boyfriend? Oh, yeah. And nobody thought of anything wrong about it then. I remember one time one man would not let his daughter round dance. She was not going to be in the arms of a man.
Really?
Up on the floor, you know. And so she didn't dance. Later somebody came in and said, well, she was out on the porch, you know, in the arms of a man. Which was worse
because they were by themselves.
Yes. And I remember someone saying that they would much rather their daughter be on the floor dancing with somebody than out. And she probably didn't do any harm. There was no harm done. I'm not, you know.
But right.
Yeah, we just had a lot of fun. I wonder if young people have as much fun today as we did back then.
I don't know.
Because you see, you've got to go off to go to a show.
Right.
I don't know if you have parties like we, just a group getting together at somebody's house, you know. Another thing we like to do was like this candy, get together and make candy.
Now how did you do that?
If we just made it just like this, this money.
Just peanut brittle type candy?
Candy. And another kind of candy we made was, like you would call it tacky today. We called it cool candy.
Well, how did you do that? Because I don't believe I've ever done that before.
Well, you have to cook it to a certain temperature. And then you pour it out on like we'd have a big platter. And let it cool. And when it got just where you could handle it, then you started pulling it.
And how far out would it?
And two people would be pulling together, you know.
And how far did it?
It got way when it began to get white looking. I mean, lighten up the color. You could tell, and it was way it would crack, you know, and you could break it in pieces.
What was it made out of?
Back then, honey, we grew our own syrup. We didn't have now I grew up in what you've heard of the Depression years. I grew up in that. That was like the late 20s and early 30s.
Yes, ma'am.
I graduated from high school in 1933, and the Depression was just easing up then. But, we lived in the country. People who lived in the country had plenty of food. They grew their own food, their own meats, and killed them. They had their chicken and eggs. They had the cow their milk and made their own butter. And we did make some cheese. You could make cheese. But your milk and butter was the main thing. And you grew your own potatoes. You had your own sweet potatoes, and you would bank them up. That was like you would dig a round hole, you know, about as far as you could reach around. I mean, it was like a bank of potatoes. There you put your potato. You put pine straw down first.
After you'd already picked. And already dug them up.
Dug them up.
You put them in there to keep them from rotting?
Yes. And you would have it lined with pine straw. Mm-hmm. Then you would put pine straw over them. Mm-hmm. Then you would put dirt over them. You would leave a little hole at the top, you know, so it could have air. And have it covered over where it couldn't rain in. Covered over with, I think it was like pieces of tin. Mm-hmm. Something, though, to keep the rain from going in there. You had several banks of potatoes. In the spring, well, you had a spring garden and a fall garden, and you would grow Irish potatoes. And really, usually the houses would be up mm-hmm. by them, and you could spread your potatoes
under the house.
Or in a barn, in a barn or on the house. And on that dirt, you see, they would not rot.
And so what kind of, when you did have to go to town, what were the things
the
that you had to do?
The main things you bought was, some people grew their own flour, and we have done that. But your flour and rice and white sugar, mm-hmm. and you'd always have your syrup, you know, mm-hmm. your cane syrup, and maybe have some brown sugar in the bottom of the syrup can. But your sugar and flour and
meal.
Usually you went to Howard's Mill. You shook
I was
going to
ask. Did you take your corn to Howard's Mill?
There were other mills besides Howard's Mill, but that was one of the main ones in this area. And have your corn ground and have some grits ground.
Yeah, I got the giggles. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at y'all.
But you did think.
My daddy had a, he always had a patch that he had to have something to grow on.
Oh, yes, you had that garden
so
growing
all
the time.
So he'd take his cane down there and have him to grind it.
Grind the cane.
Make syrup.
Oh, yes, the cane grinding was one of the big things to go to where every and
what did you do, Adam? I mean,
they ground. They had mills. Now, later years, they had gasoline engines uh-huh. that pulled the mill. Uh-huh. But in earlier years, they had the mill was like sitting in the center, and they had a long thing that went out, and the mules went round and round, mm-hmm. and your horses. And turn that ground the cane, and now somebody had to be there sticking that cane in to
feeding into the what did it crushed it down?
It crushed it, and the juice came out. Mm-hmm. It had a spout, you know. The juice came out, and then there were people who cooked their syrup down in kettles.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now, my family, my grandfather, as far back as I remember, had an evaporator. It was mm-hmm. a long
trough
like that cooked the syrup. It started juice up mm-hmm. the front.
Mm-hmm.
And as it come on down at the end, syrup came out.
Did y'all drink the cane?
Oh,
the
cane
green
juice? Oh, yes, cane juice was one of your favorite things. And where the it was where the skimmings off of the syrup
mm-hmm.
it would on the bottom
mm-hmm.
there was it would be clean, and they made beer
out of the cane juice.
Mm-hmm.
They
that
fermented
that,
it
from that.
What'd mm-hmm. they call that?
What did they call it? I can't remember, but it was good. It was
buck or something.
Buck, kind of like cane buck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the name, cane buck. I couldn't remember the name.
Did you drink that?
Graham drank cane juice, didn't
you
Graham?
Cane juice?
Yes,
cane
everybody
juice.
Drank cane juice.
A long
juice.
Time ago, did you drink cane juice?
It's a cane book, nothing but men. Mm-hmm. I guess some women drank it much, but not me.
So y'all would get together also as a community to do the cane?
Well,
cooking the cane?
usually, not everybody had the cane mill and could cook off the syrup. But they would cook off other people's, you know, when they got through. I think sometimes maybe they just they got a percentage of the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way
You did it.
Mm-hmm. They could have been some of them that rather, you know, just pay for it to be done. But
now, do you think the thing like the Harvest Festival, or you know, they have Mule Day and Calvary, mm-hmm. and then they had that Mayhaw Festival in Caldwell. Do you think that that communities do that now?
No, they don't do it anymore.
Is that like their attempt to celebrate that, but it's not the same, right?
It's not the same. And they would have like cane grinding,
mm-hmm.
you know, where everybody come, were invited to come, and really I can't remember, but it was just a fun thing. Neighbors came in and...
What do you think about the ones they have now, though, the festivals they have now?
They are nice. It's reminiscent of the old. It's very much like the old.
Mm-hmm. What's missing, if you had to say something was missing?
Well, it's that did I hear somebody say there? She was stuck.
He's just going through later.
Who?
He just went down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
He's a repairman.
I think they do a real good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's where is the May Hall, and there's another one. I think they do a real good job of remembering.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you all can see a little bit of what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this was just, you know, a thing that we did every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real.
And they went to town on Saturday.
Yes, you didn't go to town every day of the week. You went to town on weekends.
Is that
when? My mother got on and caught the wagon.
And went to town on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they walked up and down the street and visited in town. That was the thing to do.
One got through with their plow, they let the other one help. The thing they used, eh?
Yes, not everybody had, you know, all of the equipment. And they helped each other and used each other's things, you know.
There was a real community.
Because
you had a lot of money.
Who?
I said our list.
She said there was a few that had a lot of money.
Oh, had a lot of money.
The single parents.
Yes.
They still got money.
But, so going to town, instead of like now where you're running errands.
You don't even think about.
Yeah, and then it was socializing. It was a big thing to go to town.
Mm-hmm. Go to town. Mm-hmm. It was like socializing. Put
on the bonnet, so.
Yeah.
And did they have, because now, you know, I just remember going to Miss Daisy's store when I was a little girl. There were always people there. There were always people sitting either inside the store or outside on the bench. Mr. Sewell always sat outside on the bench, and then I know down the street at Harry Mosley's store there was always somebody in there. And
that is the nearest like
what it used to be.
What it used to be. Mm-hmm. That's the nearest that I can tell you. And of course, Shakin was a lumber town, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when the school was there. And I'm real proud of the churches that are still there.
Right.
Jacob Baptist.
Freewill.
And yes, and the Freewill and the Methodist. I'm real proud of them. And all in all, they're holding up well. They have got small because the children have grown up and moved away. And, you know, they just don't have the families like we did at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But
you think it's because that people don't, the farming has changed?
Oh, yes. Farming is so different. You see where one family with 100 acres was a big farm.
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't even have the family farms anymore.
Right. You have corporate farms.
Big farmers, big corporations farm the land. And I also remember when, what's the mill called?
The paper mill.
Paper mill came in. And it was a wonderful thing because it brought a lot of jobs in. And then people also, Highway 84, when it came through and is paved. Now the year I graduated from high school was, I remember us hiking out what is now 84 on hot dogs, I believe hot dogs, I think is what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And you see 84 now is it connects you with wherever, Dothan. And I can remember when Donsonville had a better sale of people were moving over from Alabama over here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I happened to go over there and I saw their crops and they were so pretty. And, you know, they had good farmland over there. And I asked the question, well, why did they move to Georgia? Well, what it was, we had more places they could sell them. I'm trying to think. I wish I could remember.
Like farmer's market? Or?
Yeah, we had, we had gins. We had, now it's not even here, the elevator, but it had grain elevators, and then peanut mills where they could sell their peanuts and their cotton and even corn.
When you were coming up, did y'all have excess food? Did you have surplus food that you did sell for profit?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. But a lot of people did. They called it truck farming then, that you grew vegetables just to sell.
And where did you take them to when you did that?
Thomasville was one of the places.
Really?
Here. Mm-hmm. There would be markets that you could sell some things here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But and I remember when they, this is later years, when Seminole Peanut Company was there was some man that owned a peanut company, and this was since I married and had children.
Mm-hmm.
And he you could take your peanuts there and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got he wasn't able to pay you for them. And the farmers and my son, Bob Dutton, is one of the farmers. He could finish school at the university, but he wanted to come back to the farm and farm. And he and his wife, they were married. Jory. She was Jory Barber.
Right.
And they wanted to come back to the farm. Of course, when he came and told me he wanted to come back to the farm, I said, Bob, you know how hard the work is on the farm and you don't make a lot of money. I didn't want him to. And he said, my mother, and then he quickly told me that Joy's mother and father, Lynn and Beatrice's father, didn't want them to. They weren't the ones that wanted them to come from. See, he had a big farm, mm-hmm. and Bob thought that I would think they wanted him just to come back mom. He said they, but Joey and I just want to come back to the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They came back to the farm and stayed until the farmers did not have a market for their peanuts. And I've forgotten how many of the farmers formed a corporation where they could buy and sell the peanut, you know, their peanuts. And they wanted Bob to be chairman because he had finished at the university, you know, he had the education.
Mm-hmm.
So he did, and when he told me, I said, that's what I told him. But they did, they came back to the farm, and they were very happy until that happened. And then actually, they moved into Albany. They lived in Albany now.
Right.
But that has how farming has advanced. And now, you know, we have the tractors and all that. It's just, like we said, big corporations does the farming. It is very, very different. But back, I'll go back to when we plowed, you know, with mules.
Mm-hmm.
The farming was done with mules. And then when you got to where you had a two-horse cultivator, maybe it was two-row cultivator,
mm-hmm.
you were...
Moved up in the morning?
You moved up. Well, see, you could do twice as
right.
much work.
With the one plow.
And you also had your planters that were on that, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you picked your cotton by hand, you know, and carried to the gym. Now, you know, it's all done with machinery. Right.
How much did y'all just have? Did y'all pick cotton for other people, or did you have your own cotton for your own use? Because,
well, each farmer.
Each farmer had a little bit?
Had their own farms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but like I said, when machinery came in, you could do so much more. I remember the first tractor we ever had. Oh, that was a real step up in the world that you didn't have to buy a mule.
Mm-hmm.
You had a tractor, you know. But it's come a long way.
When Gran did
your
work.
Aunt Liddy came here. Wasn't her name Liddy?
It was Lillian.
Lillian Bell.
She's talking about you and Aunt Lillian.
And I had a beautiful parlor. I think this was one of the first beauty parlors in Donaldsonville.
Was it the first beauty parlor in Donaldsonville, Graham?
No, they had one in the same place.
Lillian.
Never had.
Was it a woman's one, though, or was it a man's barbershop?
It was a woman's shop.
You weren't the first beauty shop.
It was a man. They were in there where the barbershop is in with him.
Mm-hmm. And that was something y'all came to town to get your hair done? How often did you have your hair done?
When you got from it.
And how often was that? Because, you know, I just think about, now I have to wash my hair every day. How was that?
I think I wash my hair once a week.
Really?
Back as long back well, as I can remember, I wash my hair once a week.
We all had these water showers. Out on the back floor.
Oh, yes.
You washed your hands good before you come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That you sure did.
And that
you
was...
You had a water shelf on the back porch, and
then we had to wash feet later on, you know, just before night.
Yeah.
Wash them feet.
Everybody had to wash the feet.
Before we could get in the bed.
Because not everybody had a bathroom, you know.
Couldn't nobody say we were. That we were not cleaning because on Saturdays we scrubbed that kitchen and there's other places around there that we would love to go into, but that kitchen and hall and back porches had to be scrubbed.
Once a week. Now what's a water shelf?
Well, it was on your porch.
Around the kitchen.
The kitchen. You had a water shelf and you you usually pump your water.
Mm-hmm.
We got on this, on the steps. Get your steps, you don't come in. Coming in the house and you clean them feet off of me.
Yes, you did.
And you just pumped water and had it sitting there?
Pumped water. Now, not everybody had a pump. I can remember there was a lot of people just had dug wells.
And they had well.
Where you roll the bucket down into it?
And they had to do that to water the mules.
Mules, uh-huh.
Of course, we lived in the country. We had a creek.
Your mules drank from the creek. Well, that was a real nice, wasn't it?
That's right. Mm-hmm. We could just march them down there.
But you had to.
While we fished. Mm-hmm.
And then there were a few people. And Delcos were the first way that came in, and people that could have a Delco that was powered.
It was just rich people had them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Powered it that could, you know, pump their water and then pipe it into the house. And I guess they had they had lights.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But then,
were they gas lights or were they
electric? Well, they were gas lights. Mm-hmm. Then, what year was it that electricity went out in the country? Was it 48?
I don't know.
Seems like
that. We were all glad to see it.
Tristan went out in the country, and you could have your own, water piped in, and your lights.
Mm-hmm.
You could have an electric pump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said before, then some people had gasoline pumps, but you could have your electric lights, and then come your running water go in the house. You could have your bathroom. And people built their own rooms, in the old houses just for a bathroom.
We used to wash our feet on the kitchen steps.
That's right.
We didn't go on the house without dirty feet.
Oh, no, you didn't go in. You didn't dirty those. And back then, you had wood floors. I can remember we had wood floors.
And they weren't finished floors. They were just sawed floors.
Every weekend.
Mm-hmm. They were just plank floors.
And you scrubbed them. You kept them clean. And then when linoleum came along, that you could buy your a linoleum rug to put on your kitchen floor. And then when, carpet, what do we call it? Well, I
carpet.
Think carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Now my memories is we lived in the old house that had been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
My mother remembered when it was built when she was a little girl. And it was built in the late 1800s, I think. And then when we tore it down and built the house we have now, at first we did not have, I wanted hardwood floors. They are so pretty, aren't they? They're a lot of trouble, but they were beautiful. But my husband had emphysema. And we went somewhere where they had carpet. And it meant so much to him not to have to get up and put on his shoes every time he went to the bathroom, So we put in carpet.
Why were the houses up off the ground?
I don't know. Do you, Blanche? They were probably
how come the house was up off the ground?
Built up off the ground.
Up on blocks. Because I just remember all the houses used
all
to be
the
on
houses them. Were that way, and probably for circulation, and then they stored things on
in
those
the house.
Houses. Yes, I would think that was part of it. They stored the wood, stored like spread out potatoes and other vegetables to keep, because they didn't have a refrigerator. And it was cooler down there.
Right.
Now,
How did y'all have, did you have ice? What did you do about things like that?
We did not have ice until, but we had a, you know, at first. But and the ice, and people, like in the wintertime, would put things out, you know, like make up ice cream and ice milk, milk, you know, sweetening things, and put it out to freeze. So that was a real treat. But later, we had the ice man mm-hmm. that came around and brought ice. At first, I remember when he started coming just like on Friday evenings or Saturday evenings. Afternoons, when we got to our house, it was evening. Then it got to where you had the ice man that come by every other day, I believe he did, wasn't it, Blanche? And you had a nice refrigerator that you put, and they put the, on one side of it was this place that had a big block of ice he put in there. And he kept it looked after, you know, but he came and then it had a drain for the water to come out. And you had to, that, you either had to have it going on through a pipe to carry it on out, mm-hmm. or have a, I can remember when you had to keep that ice pan changed, you know, pour the water out mm-hmm. every day to keep it from running over. But that was a real, you know, nice if you had a nice refrigerator and you could have tea. See, you couldn't have tea except when the ice man come. Well, then when electricity went out in the country, I believe that was 48. I'm not sure of the year, but you could check with the REA and mm-hmm. find out when it went out in the country. And, you know, everybody could have electric lights. Everybody soon had, I remember one of the big things was when everybody could have a washing machine. I can remember.
And what got one? Everybody?
Everybody got a washing machine. Mm-hmm. And my grandpa Harold thought it was the most wonderful thing mm-hmm. that ever happened, that women didn't have to wash clothes like they used to, you know. Of course, most people had a washerwoman mm-hmm. come in and help them.
I still like my white clothes hanging on the wall.
But you also, the white clothes, you put them in the wash pot and, you know, let them get real hot. That helped clean them. And the everything being hot. And you couldn't stand your hands, you know, to have been in that. And then you washed them, you took them and put them in your first tub. It was your soapy water, you know. Then you had to rinse them about three times, didn't you, Blaine? Mm-hmm, sure. To be sure to get all of that soap out. And then you hung them on the line. When they got dry, you carried them in, and of course you folded them. Just, you went the rest of the way there, much like we do now. And another thing, when the REA went out, everybody could have them electric iron. Now, up until then, they had been gas and kerosene irons, but I was always afraid of them myself.
We were too. We didn't have that.
How did you work a kerosene iron?
It had a little tank on it that had kerosene in it.
And you lit it.
Mm-hmm. And then you had a gasoline there much the same way. And they were nice, but I'm like Blanche, I was always afraid of them. Yes. But now, when REA went out in the country, everybody had lights. Everybody soon had their electric pumps and their water system. And, you know, we had things just like people in town had them. Mm-hmm. The only way other people, there was a few who were, had more money, they could have the Delta engine.
But now, did that change your getting together and doing the square dance and the candy pulling, or having the having all those nicer things like that? Did that change anything?
No, I don't think it made any difference. We still got together. Mm-hmm. As far back as I can remember, we still got together and did things. And one of the fun things was going picnics down at Steep Bluff on Kirkland Creek.
Mm-hmm.
As far back as I can remember, that was one of the fun things.
Is that, y'all do that during the springtime and summer?
Mm-hmm.
Just on Saturdays?
No, well, Saturdays, but if there was a day in the week, you know, like the latter part of the week when people were caught up with the work, I'll go and, group get together and go. And
would you do go swimming?
Go swimming. Mm-hmm.
You remember the Dipper, don't you?
Oh, yeah, the Dipper. Oh, yeah, and the water bucket sitting on the front porch, or on the porch. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the back porch. It was a back porch.
In a wooden
bucket. Okay. Now, wasn't that bucket made out of oak?
I believe it was
an oak wood bucket.
It was wood.
And, you know, we had a dipper in it.
And we didn't fool with that dipper.
Mm-mm.
Now, it had to be clean.
It had to be clean.
They called us doing the thing with the dipper besides drinking.
Mm-hmm.
We got it.
But, you know, now, who would think of drinking where somebody else had drank? Yeah. I can't even stand the hard thing. And I never did like to do it and get a glass.
And y'all just always, y'all went to Steep Bluff. Did you ever go to, up to Kahili where the cover bridge is?
Yes.
Or was that too mm-hmm. far?
No, I have been up there, but mm-hmm. we did not go on a, now when my children were growing up and they had some cousins from down in Florida that would come up to see them. And, you know, like shelling peas to put in the freezer or to can
yes.
or whatever,
uh-huh.
they could get that work done, so go to Steep Bluff. And we'd dress a chicken. We had chickens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dress a chicken, a fryer, that's what we call it. And go up there and fry the chicken. Up there, there's a place, and I think it later got where I would fry the chicken at home.
But
and
they actually had a fryer up there?
You could do that.
At Steep Bluff?
No, they did not have it. You would carry a big cast iron frying pan and put it on brick fry. But we didn't do that much. We'd carry a picnic lunch. Usually I'd have fried chicken. Mm-hmm. I'd be fixed that all, you know, picnic lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And go up there. Mm-hmm.
Did you go Sundays?
Fried
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chocolate cake.
That was Sunday dinner. You go to church and come home, get all your lunch ready before you went to church, come home and finish it up. And you know, you usually had fried chicken for Sunday dinner. That was just part of it.
Old folks had a nap too after dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes we would.
We can go at 6 o'clock. I can.
Okay.
But
so you had time during the week to go on picnics.
Oh yeah.
The whole family, all your friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be like toward the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had another place that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Carr Springs. Now it's called Clark Springs, but the Carrs owned it when I was growing up.
Is that back down on the left hand side, on your way to Dothan?
No, that's
our river.
I'm not talking about River Raid. I'm talking about on down.
No, this is a different place, but I know where you're talking about. What is that called?
You know, Graham, it's where that Miss Tomlin lived.
The Vickers.
Yeah, but it's before you get to that place where you
jab and kings put all that stuff. It was an
oyster shell road that went back off to the left there.
I know where you're talking about. Yes, we've been there.
Now, did you have at these places where there fish camps? For the men?
At one time we went down there. Mm-hmm. Yes, some men had fish camps that they went down there too. Mm-hmm. I know where you're talking about. I never been to those places. Back then they were not there. But later years. But I remember.
But where was Carr Spring then?
Carr Springs was on down, the crossroads there where you go to Eckerdale.
Yes, At River Road?
That River Road. On down that road, maybe 10 miles, and you turn off and go back toward the Chattahoochee River. And it's a spring that, you know, and now it's called Clark Springs, and they really have like a camp house there. We have been there to it and in recent years, and really Brad Clark. He told me when I asked him about us going back there for our picnic one day, he told me anytime that I wanted to be all right, and I told him, I said, well, now I'll always let you know when I'm going, because they need to know, but they have a nice camp house back there.
But y'all used to, when y'all went, it was part of the picnic thing, or y'all went fishing when you were down there?
Oh, fish, you get your work done up, and where you could go, I guess it must have been Friday when we went, and they'd catch the fish. Now, this was from the time I was a little girl growing up, and they would catch the fish and clean them, you know, and cook them, put their frying pans. First, they had a put them on bricks, and then somebody built something that it much nicer, you know, that they could it probably was heated with gas anyway, where, you know, they could fry the fish, and that was one of the fun things to do, was go down there, and then we'd go and swimming. And this is a huge spring. It's just blue. It's beautiful. It doesn't look anything now like it did when I was growing up, but it's still, that big spring is there, and it's beautiful. But I have, and this family of cars that lived there from when I was growing up, and those are some happy memories of going to Carr Springs. And then the at the old Pineview Schoolhouse, Frank Carr, who was one of the Carr's men, he taught. And then Lily Mae Ward, that was two teacher schoolhouse, you know. They taught school and later got married.
Oh, really?
They did. And they moved to Cairo. He became a veterinarian and moved to Cairo. And now, well, she is still living, I think. I'm not sure. But their family grew up over there. And I remember seeing in the paper one of their sons became a missionary.
Oh, really?
But I remember, let me tell you, one day I remember when we were going to school, and they were teaching there, and the older ones, you know, and I was going to go along with them, were going to run away, April Fool's Day. But you know, it turned on before they got the chance to run away, they were going to take us on a picnic. And I can't remember. Somebody must have come to help them carry us, but we all went on a picnic. Down to Carr Springs, I'm sure, was where we went. But we just had a fun day.
Yeah.
I don't know if people do things like for Fool's Day now.
Was that something y'all always did, run away from school?
No, not everybody did, but they said this particular time they did. April Fool's Day was a fun thing, you know, like that. But I remember another thing we used to do. See, we had a lot of open woods then. And have you ever seen wild violets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We would go violet hunting. The teachers would let us go violet hunting. And go with us, you know.
Just to pick violets.
Just to pick violets. And they were so beautiful. I was trying to think of them. One of the things we used to have in the older schools was spedding bees.
Mm-hmm.
See, they'd choose sides. And I think it must have been like maybe fifth, sixth, and seventh grades. And they would, there would be a captain, leader,
mm-hmm.
and then they would choose. And then if you missed spelling a word, you had to select.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one that had the most standing. And usually everybody would stand until there was nobody. So then,
you remember that, Graham, being in the spelling bees?
They may not have done it where she lived, but that was a fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And you did that all the time or just once a year?
Yes, it was. No, it was something you did a lot of times on Friday. That would be a thing that we'd do. It may have been maybe twice a month, but Fridays was a fun thing to have the spelling match and see who could stand up the longest.
And everybody wanted to win. Wanted to do well in school.
You wanted your side to win, yes. And they'd get to the head. And I was trying to remember some of the hard words to spell. But you know, there are some that are tricky.
Yes.
They don't even spell
the way that you think they would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We used to sing one song, and at the end, you know, it was, "Goodbye, I'm sorry to leave you."
Yes.
You sang that at the end of the school day?
Yes. When you.
But I don't know how to start. That was the end of it.
I'm sorry. There's somebody that comes up here sometimes and has some of those old songs. Has book with me in there.
It was a start off, I think, with something about "Goodbye, I'm sorry." No, I said that. Yeah. "Goodbye, I'm sorry, leave you." I knew something.
Y'all walked to school?
Oh, yes.
Oh, a long time ago.
I believe 34 was when the last of the schools were consolidated.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me like that's when the old Pineview School was consolidated, and buses ran to pick them up. Pick the children up, you know. They went to school in town.
And so it is the old town religion.
Yes.
Graham, honey, you